In this episode, students explain what they did for their Concentration 3. Take a listen to hear what they said.
So this is my third concentration. For this project, I used Photoshop, and I layered this picture and this picture, the two different pictures, and I layered them. And then for this part, I used a template, and I just switched out the faces. So I did this one, and then I did this picture over it, and so then I cut this piece out, and then I cut this piece out, and I put like little foam things in between it, so that way it's like raised. You can't really tell, but so that way it's like raised, and then I matted it, and yeah, that's all I did.
Okay, so for my third concentration, my concentration is self-love and confidence. And for the background, I used acrylic paint and a airbrush and water to make the more drippy kind of melted effect. And I drew two eyes and wrote like an insecurity in one eye and an image like following that in the other. And I used makeup on for all of this. Like, I used eyeshadow and powder, and I also added fake lashes to give it a more realistic look. And I made her look like she was crying, so I made her eyes look bloodshot in a way, tried to.
So for my project, I basically used a log that I got from my backyard. And what I did with it first is I took a Sawzall from my garage and then cut out angles and stuff. And then I took it to the construction room and used their sander to sand down the middle to get it all the rough edges smoothed out. And then from there, what I did is I used copper that I got from my mom's shop. And I would take that and I would straighten it out first, and then I would wrap it around the middle part. And then I would use the ends and I would wrap it around the light bulbs, so that you'd be able to like unscrew and screw the light bulbs in as you want. And I did a bunch of those, and then I probably have maybe 35-ish lights in there. And they all have, there's a bunch of varieties. There's a lot more small ones than the other ones, but there's small ones right here that I usually use for like night lights. And then there's longer pointy ones. And then there's circular ones right here. And then there's also like pear-shaped lights. And so with those, I kind of just filled it in as I went. And I really like how it turned out with the colors, because I like the raw look of the wood with the refinement of this part. And I like how the copper on the inside, I feel like it brings out parts of the bark, how they're like orange and stuff like that. And so I'm overall happy with how it looks. And I like how some of the light bulbs, they have different hues, like some are gray, some are have like a blue tint, which I think was cool. And then I think it's grown from my last concentration, because my other ones were both used on flat surfaces. And so this one I just used a log, and so it's kind of more unique instead of just like a flat thing. And also I feel like the construction went pretty well, so it was put together fairly successfully compared to some other ones.
This is my Concentration 3 project that was very complicated to begin with. So my idea for it was to get the human brain to think on art pieces, and pretty much the candle, it represents the idea of what someone could think of, and wires, just wanted some wires to protrude out of the non-existent face. And it's terribly spiky, and then face forward, looks like it's almost not even there. Deceit. Well, I painted the styrofoam head a bronze color because I wanted it to look metallic, but for the front piece, it is silver, just because I wanted more metallic like things. It was very fun to do this project. quite simple with the short amount of time I did it in. And I had weird friends help me along the way.
So this is my concentration three, and the picture that I'm, or the story that I'm depicting is Moses when he killed the Egyptian after the Egyptian was beating up a Hebrew. I used Clip Studio Paint X and a Huey on Art tablet to create the digital art piece. And over here is Moses covered in bruises and blood, and here's the Egyptian covered in even more bruises and blood, and he's crumpled on the floor dead. So, one of the reasons behind it is, since I'm doing Bible stories as my concentration, I'm trying to go chronologically, and doing the most important stories, and Moses is a pretty huge thing, because he ends up leading the Hebrews, which later become the Israelites, out of Egypt, and parts the Red Sea, which I wanted to do that picture, but then, like, everybody does the parting of the Red Sea, so I decided to do one of the starting things, because after he killed the Egyptian, Pharaoh wanted him dead, so he had to escape, and that led him to meeting a bunch of people and then later coming back to save his people. So, yeah.
Concentration 3. I used paint tool Psy. I regret doing this late at night. Here's Vivian. Here's a monster. Yeah, I did not improve from last time, but I need to start working on backgrounds. I regret doing this one. I will learn to do my time better, I guess, in the future. Thanks. Bye, I guess. Yeet.
So for concentration number 3, I wanted to... Oh, my concentration is urban versus rural. I wanted to do something with cutting these buildings out and adding in the nature on the background. I originally did this in Photoshop, and I did like all of the buildings right here, like every single one, but they didn't really look like buildings anymore. And it kind of looks like a mess. And so I scrapped that idea and I decided to, I don't know if you can really tell, but these are cut out in the video. Like, I don't know if you can tell in the video. So I decided to put this picture that I took in Boston and then use four nature pictures I had. And I decided to cut out the buildings and then add like a space between the two of them with these little foam things donated by Hannah McElhinney to kind of create like a depth. So it almost looks like the buildings are made of trees.
We hope you enjoyed listening to their descriptions of how they created their concentration 3 for APR students. Thank you so much.